the book Hebrews, part 276. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any information or have a question, or maybe want to know more about the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the one that was translated in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam, the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you will ever lay your hands on, which is not available in any bookshop in the world. Not even Kumbukwang shops in South Africa or any of the other major bookshops you will find it. Even Amazon's on internet, I don't have it. I have a couple of copies available. Should you be interested, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code for South Africa, and my number is 0722-367-124, or just go to our website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part 1, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family, those that's dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. New week, new excitement. Exciting to be part of the kingdom work of Yahweh, our Elohim. We are busy with chapters Hebrew 11, and now we will deal with Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. Now what we've done, we've done a lot of confirmation scriptures and discussions coming back to our original study scripture, Hebrews 11 verse 5. It says, by faith Enoch was translated. Now, by faith Enoch was translated. I always thought when I see the word translated is when we translate a word from English to Afrikaans or from English to German. You are translating the word. Now suddenly the word translated has a different meaning. Meaning moving. It's not changing the word. It is moving the person. By faith, Enoch was translated or moved. In brackets, now listen to my next question. When anyone in 2026 would die, would you say that this person was translated out of this life into paradise or Hades? Would you say that if I die now, would you say that I am translated or have been translated? For sure you will. From this life to paradise. Or if I'm a sinner, Hades. So the word translated actually means also to die. If I die, my spirit, my soul's dimension is translated. It's moved away from this body. Now with this in question, let's read the scripture. By faith Enoch was translated, now listen, that he should not see death. He was translated, not to see death, and was not found, because the 16:11 say God or Yahweh had translated him. For before his translation, he, that's Enoch, had this testimony that he pleased Yahweh Almighty. Now, what made Enoch any more special than any one of us who are full-blooded Yahwists? We have much, much more knowledge in the scriptures and knowledge about Yahweh that Enoch could ever in his life had. Thinking backwards, being the seventh generation from Adam. They didn't have internet, they didn't have cars, they doesn't know what's an airplane or a satellite or a cell phone or a watch or... They were primitive people. So with all the advantages, all the technology today, would you say that we have a better chance to know Yahweh better than he did? For sure we have. Where would he have heard about Yahweh and his power? You see, what happens is a fact that Apostle Paul is writing in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, about the way Enoch has died. Was Apostle Paul there? No. No. So how does he know about it? Well, he knows about it what Moses wrote about it. And Moses just says, I think it's Genesis 5, that he was no more. And now Apostle Paul wants to add a bit more to it. Or otherwise, Apostle Paul maybe doesn't want to add a bit more to it. But the people that does the reviewing of the Bibles, they wanted to add a little bit more to it. You understand what I'm saying now? In reviewing, the people that, maybe one or two of these guys that believes in Enoch, and what the book of Enoch says has happened to him, that was only written in the 16th or 17th century. Now they want to translate that theology that Enoch was taken up in heaven alive, which he couldn't have been. He couldn't. It's impossible. Because if this, whatever we have studied about Enoch up till now, means that it classifies him to be ready to be taken up alive into heaven, then all of us are in the same boat. We also qualify then. But when we see how that the words are tampered with, when translations are not translation, reviewing of Bibles happen, I spoke to Professor Gary Christinger in 2012, the CEO of the UBS, United Bible Society, and he spoke to me because we were talking about the 2016 Bible, Afrikaans new 2016 Bible that was supposed to be published. And when I were in conversation with him, he says to me, but the Bible, and because I asked, why must there be new Bibles wrote every 30 years? I said, because it's not relevant for the time we are living in. You see, so because it's not relevant, because the Bible Society decides it's not relevant, now their Freemason friends and whoever does the reviewing, now they translate into the translation just what they like. He says, this only means that he has died. I'm going to read the scripture. Actually, the Bible just says, and Enoch died finish. Hebrews 11 verse 5. By faith, Enoch died. That's what it should have said. That's what he should have said. That he should not. Now he says, now that's translated, suddenly doesn't mean die. It's meaning taking somebody into heaven alive. It's not what translated means. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found. It does not say he was taken up into heaven alive. Because God or Yahweh had translated him. He hasn't. But before his translation, he, Enoch, had this testimony that he pleased Yahweh Almighty. So everybody that pleased Yahweh Almighty. Everyone, do you want to tell me that he had a more closer walk with Yahweh, Enoch, not having the Bibles that the apostles had, living in the time of Yahushua 2,000 years ago, and not one of that apostles of Yahushua was translated into heaven then, taken up alive, and they have done much, much, much more than what Enoch could ever have done. You understand what I'm saying? What must be understood is the fact that this whole explanation was necessary to expose the church's lies from all truth. Today we are fed lies through people that does Bible reviewing. And their theology and dogma are translated into Bibles that my children or grandchildren will grow up with, being the truth. Why? Because it's in the Bible. But not understanding the eschatology of the word, they will believe it's the truth. Now I want to read from Jude 1:19. Jude 1:19. He says, "These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit." These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. The Spirit is the capital S, so it means the Ruach HaKodesh. Verse 20. "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves over your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost," praying in the Ruach HaKodesh. It can mean different things. So this is living in closeness. This is what Jude is busy making us understand. Verse 21. "Keeping yourself in the love of Yahweh Almighty, looking for the mercy of Yahushua unto eternal life." So what does this mean? Verse 21. It's someone who are part of the bride of Yahushua, who is living in holiness and walking in faith. If I take from verse 19 onwards, we find, "Keep yourself in love," in the love. The love there is a happy love, supernatural love of Yahweh Almighty. Looking for the mercy of Yahweh Shua unto eternal life. He says he's looking for it. Do we have it? As bride of Yahushua, do we have the mercy of everlasting life, eternal life? Yes, we have. Do we have the knowledge that we have the mercy, grace, through the redemption blood of Yahushua? Certainly. Then we don't need to fear. Because we know our names has been written in the book of life. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right here, and then tomorrow morning I'm going to continue with verse 21. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.